Zondervan presents The Gentle Giant of Dynamite Hill, the untold story of Arthur Shores and his family's fight for civil rights by Helen Shores Lee and Barbara Shores with Denise George. Read by Valerie Ross. Forward. They called Stephen Douglas, who famously debated Abraham Lincoln, the Little Giant. But that sobriquet is better suited to Arthur Davis Shores, who stared down Jim Crow segregation in his native Alabama and won a great victory for his nation. His story is at last and lovingly told by his daughters, Helen Shores Lee and Barbara Sylvia Shores. The story they tell is accurate and balanced, but it has the added value of first-hand memory of the man and his times. It is also the story of their mummy, Theodora Helen Warren Shores, his life mate, who endured the bomb blasts and kept her eyes on the prize her husband worked so hard to win. So it is the story of a family that both encouraged and experienced the greatest social transformation in American history. Arthur Shores could be called the Little Giant for the same reason as was Douglas. He was short of stature, but long on accomplishment. He was a handsome man, and, as I once described him, a darker version of Errol Flynn, complete with a pencil mustache. Although he took on the most vexing cases of civil rights in a state determined to maintain white supremacy at any cost, he was forever calm, the eye of the storm of change. In what many called the most segregated state in